Hello to the Nigerian people. This morning I got to the store and something really triggered the already existing anger and pain in my mind. But before that, let me briefly highlight some recent anomalies happening around lately. If we would remember vividly the beginning of the year, Fulani herdsmen have succeeded in killing over 500 Nigerian persons, and the rate keeps going high on a daily basis. The same Fulani herdsmen have succeeded in destroying so many farmland belonging to poor local farmers, which indirectly affects their budget and expenditures for 2018. And if we would also remember that the Nigerian government claims to have defeated Boko Haram, and they are still demanding $1 billion to come back to this evil sect. Just keep calm for more. Again, a few days ago, JAMB officials claims a snake swallowed 36 million naira in their office and another 24 million got missing some days after in the same office. Whoa. As if that was not even enough, nobody questioned why the federal government of Nigeria would release over 1 billion naira, such a whooping sum, for the burial of Alex Ikueme, Nigeria's former vice president. The same federal government of Nigeria, which already claimed to have killed twice Abubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram terrorist organization, also had the guts to release a public statement that is disguised as a female trying to flee. Definitely, that means they have an intel about him and still cannot touch him. I could keep going on and on when it comes to the drama scenes which is being staged by the Nigerian government and its political cabal on a daily routine. But that isn't just the point here, as we are already used to the heat. But the real anger in my mind is that I just can't imagine why all this disgraceful acts are being carried out. The Nigerian youth got keenly interested watching that useless, godforsaken, unimpactable sitcom called Big Brother Nigeria. Bob Risky and Osh Poppy rubbish. Risky, Davido, Chioma, and their new ride, status update. Also, when it comes to how far Nigerian guys would go for soca, especially when it comes to Mercy and Ronaldo. I just don't want to go deep into that aspect, and you can both wonder what future awaits the Nigeria of our kids. And it's not like we don't have some of us who are willing to make a change, but yet we'll bring a lot of factors in mind. Some patriotic Nigerians need a group to rally around, as nobody could or can single-handedly stir up a change in a country as large and ethnically versus ours. Now, recently we've been having some groups trying to make some positive impact, and the only two making sense to me are our Mumu Dundu, which is being spearheaded by Charles Obuta, which most Nigerians would refer as Charlie Boy, and the Red Card Movement, which is spearheaded by Obi Ezekwesili. Has not been so encompassing enough to fit us all in. And there also you see a lot of Nigerians saying, waiting be my own, or she be the thing no consign me. Now let me explain why we all are getting it wrong. First, it was the Boko Haram in the northeastern part of the country, and some of us said, thank God I don't live there, neither do any of my relations. The Igbos have been complaining for far too long that they have been sectionalized and cheated in the Nigerian political landscape, especially in areas of appointment and presidency. But some of us said, thank God I'm not from the East, and continued with the waiting concern me mentality. Now the Fulani herdsmen menace is happening, and some of us are still saying, thank God I'm not a farmer and I live in the city, forgetting the fact that these herdsmen bring the herds of cows so close to our domains in the city. The fuel price has gotten jacked up by every new government administration, from 5 naira to 143 naira per liter. And you still say, my own busy maker dig, see money buy them. Now you struggle hard for the money, and some cabals are purposefully making it scarce to increase demand, and you still say Shebi, I go buy black market, and you tend to buy 200 naira per liter, forgetting the single fact that this oil we are buying so expensively is ours. Now, the rate at which naira has devalued so bad that you can do anything worthwhile with 1,000 naira anymore, and there you go again. Shebi, I go run, go US, go make dollars, and now you travel anywhere in the world, and they hear you are a Nigerian, they try to keep their cell phones properly and become more security conscious, which naturally means that they feel threatened by your presence. And you ask, why now our international pedigree has sunk so deep and so low? As a nation, we are being referred to as shithole. And you still say, Shebi, no be only Nigeria them refer to as shithole, forgetting that what we have makes us far from the rest, especially when it comes to human, natural, and material resources. I smile at our level of shamelessness, honestly. Now our economy is so bad that there is no guaranteed future for the next generation. And you are still saying, Shebi, I go also for my pekin them. My dear Nigerian youth, either you accept this or not. The Nigerian government, which includes the shameless state's government, for instance, my own state, for an example, Ekiti State, where my governor has gotten over a 100 billion naira grant from the federal government, and all he does is to blame the previous administration of Dr. Kaya the Fireman, claiming the state has debt. That's why he couldn't pay salaries up to date, and that's why the only mega achievement he has to offer is the ongoing flyover bridge at Fajuri and the incomplete ultra modern market he is constructing. And it taxes so much, it taxes primary school pupils. And as if that is not enough, he has transformed the state university into a money making industry, where he has increased tuition fees drastically, and he has introduced unreasonable level payments such as Exo Smart School, which costs 14,000 naira per student per section. And I asked, what's this for? He said it's free Wi-Fi. Oh my god, faculty due cost 8,000 naira. And what's that for too? He said, for the maintenance of the faculty. And I'm very certain issues like this are happening all over the states of Nigeria. Now, if you would agree with me, they are not only going to stop at that, they are coming to climb on very before every one of us. Be you a Baba Olowo, be you a graduate or a business person, be you a Christian or a Muslim, be you a Yoruba person, an Hausa person, or an Igbo person, or whatever you claim to be. Now you just ask, why am I lamenting like this? Now take a look at what this so-called government that has done virtually nothing positive to influence my life since I was born, brought to my poor widow mother's stall this morning a tax cut of 50,000 naira plus, and you still claim you are going to keep suffering and smiling till that kingdom comes? I'm sorry, I strongly disagree with that fact. Now I'm using this medium to plead with the leaders of the so-called groups of intellectual revolutionary movement to come together as one and make this movement encompassing to feed us all, and to start a better platform for the Nigerian people to demand what's right, and not just for ourselves alone, but for our kids, both born and unborn, most importantly our future generation, a future generation who is going to look back and not only applaud our moves, but remember us in the right aspect of history when the dust settles. But first, let me circulate this till it gets to those that matters. They should not use tax to finish all of us here in this country. If they want to collect good taxes, let them give us good jobs, good infrastructures, good education, good name, and a good future. I remain Martin Sogunari, Office of the Citizen. Have a great day.